Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Check out the website, 92.9thegame.com. All the interviews from all the week. Everything that we got going on here. In fact, part of my story of the week is on our website and stories being told by Andy and Randy, I believe. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody up in Swanee.
Up in Swanee.
Up in Swanee. Did I say the name of this show, by the way? I just started rambling about something else.
Going
Sam
on
and Greg. That is Sam and Greg, along with Noel, on this Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It is the anniversary of one of the most famous events in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could take it down another road and talk about military, but you cannot talk about the history of the United States of America without mentioning what happened on this day, 1941.
Yep.
And I'm a little disappointed because I didn't reach out to you, Mr. Crenshaw, to have you bring something that I
yep.
given to you, because it'd been kind of cool. Every once in a while, we like to think that we educate our listeners, the younger ones at least, about some things that they just don't think about. And I was blessed to have a trip out to Hawaii a few years ago, and I brought back – when you go there, you know you got all these little shops that you can get, you know, the souvenirs and things like that. And, of course, when you're in Hawaii, they're going to be a place where you could get – stuff from Pearl Harbor, especially if you go to Pearl Harbor, take a tour of that, which is what I did. And so I brought you back the actual – they have the actual copies of the newspaper from not just Honolulu, but what was being said around the world. I mean, I think I got one from Pittsburgh. What the headlines of the Pittsburgh newspaper. But anyway, I would imagine it. Throughout the day today, probably started yesterday. If you've not seen the movie Pearl Harbor, you can probably check it out.
You may want to check it out.
You might want to check it out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, and just how are you, man?
Man, doing great. Doing great. I mean, what a week for sports in our area.
It's been
an incredible, incredible week. And we're not done because we got a little something going on today down at the Bends. But my goodness, it's been quite a week. A lot of noteworthy things have taken place.
This is going to be one of these days where emotions are going to flow east and west. And there's no rhyme or reason why, whether how you feel about the Falcons on the pro level, these games going on there. But then at noon today, a whole lot of people are going to get their feelings hurt. And they, look at that. We're looking at our producer, Sam. She got the finger up. there are going to be a whole lot of people feeling a certain kind of way when they make the announcement of who's going to be in the 12-team playoff. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Wasn't that supposed to solve everything? Listen, college football,
it goes from people voting,
and then you get the BCS. We got to get rid of this BCS. Then you get the four teams that make the playoff, and then, no, that's not going to work. We got to extend it to 12. That'll solve everything.
No, it won't. For me, it does.
For me, it does, too.
Yeah. You got 12 teams. You got teams with the best records and whatnot, and, you know, play them. That's what I think. You know, don't need to make it 16. Don't water it down.
Nope.
And make it March Madness.
Nope.
You know,
I agree with
before you know, we have 64 teams with a play in, and we'll be playing football till March.
And by the way, some of those teams that make it in there are dinged up, so you're not even getting them at full strength.
That's true. And which is the same way it is for the NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, you play as many games now as an NFL regular season to get to a champion. When you think about that and what it used to be. So, I mean, yeah, you will seldom get a team that is their full complement with everybody healthy when it gets to this stage of the season.
Yeah. So we are just getting started on this Sunday morning, and we're going to obviously do a deep dive into college football and the games that happened yesterday. But we also want to let you know about, as Sam just alluded to, this was a big sports week. I just hear locally from coast to coast, and some things happened here that it was necessary to make a call.
Yeah.
We had to make a call. And we had to get that dude in here to break down what we – now that the dust is settled and the World Cup draw is behind us, everybody knows
Where who's going.
And who's going where and all that sort of stuff. And to let us know the little nuances, though, of each one of those categories is Jason Longshore.
Yeah.
So Jason's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock straight up. We got Miles Garrett from Fox 5. He's going to join us, talk Falcons. And by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got Falcons Seattle for you. Pregame at 11 o'clock. Of course, the Wade Ford tailgate show starts at 9. But pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And then tonight, Houston at Kansas City. You know, I ain't thought about Houston all year.
Yeah. But here they are.
They're back and – You know, the Kansas City conversation is a lot like what people are saying about Alabama right now. And both of them had their way, you know, on the college level and the pro level for the last 5 or 6 years, you know. But now it's a new day.
Yeah. Or so we think. Today at 12 o'clock will set a precedent.
Yeah.
It will set a precedent either that we're going to let a three-loss team in, you know,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to set a precedent that the conference championship games don't mean what we think they mean.
Well, we know that to be the case.
But you know what, though? And people say, are they obsolete? No, they're absolutely not. Could you ask for a better day of college football than yesterday?
No,
you could not. And so that's not going away. That's not going to go away. That's going to remain.
But here's the thing. That's us talking. That's fans talking. The people that we know that are in the sport, that are boots on the ground, if you will, they are talking about this could possibly help hurt us. We've heard that conversation by certain teams. Why would I want to go play in – because
you're getting paid?
Because, well, listen,
you're getting paid.
The
you're
whole
getting
conversation
big money.
Is going on today because Miami and who's the other one? Didn't play. Miami – oh, geez, who's the other team? That's possibly going to get let in to the help me out, Noel.
You mean Notre Dame?
Yeah, thank you. Notre Dame.
But Notre Dame's not in the conference.
Understand that.
But Notre Dame will be there.
And Notre Dame has been that outlier by itself for the longest
forever.
Time. But now there are teams who are like, we had a great season. I don't want to go and take a chance of screwing it up in that conference game. That's what we're hearing.
Then you know, have your players lay down on the ground during the regular season,
so you don't make it to
conference championship game.
It's going to be a thing,
because
right.
The conference championship game ain't going away. It's too much money out there, and that in the end, that is what we're really talking about. Why everybody wants to join these big conferences? Everybody wants to be in the Big Ten or the SEC. That's part of the price you pay.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for them.
No,
everybody getting paid.
Yeah,
you know, getting paid crazy money. You know, so, you know, that's how I feel about it.
But this
you know
is what's going to happen.
But the thing of it is, with the SEC, it's not like the Big Ten. The Big Ten clearly had two teams that were head and shoulders above everybody else, and they played last night.
Right.
That was clear. Nobody else would in that category with them. The SEC, not so much. You had these two teams that played, but they had both, you know, had losses within the conference. You know what I mean? And then you talk about that season opening loss that Alabama had at Florida State when we thought Florida State was going to be a deal. But the wheels fell off Florida State. That's the thing that's around them, around their waist and pulling them down right now, more so than their loss to Georgia yesterday and a loss to Oklahoma. Is that loss to Florida State to kick off the season.
Are you one of these people who are in the category that first game of the season loss should not hurt you later on? Now it is.
Now it is. And people used to say, okay, you can lose a game early on and then catch up for it later. Maybe not in this case. Like I said,
well, absolutely, Miami and Notre Dame. That's the story.
But I'm just saying we're gonna. But they didn't play in the conference championship game.
No, but they played each other, and as they sit there teetering, trying to get up in there, they're going to use that game early on in the season against Notre Dame, possibly.
I don't think they use against Notre Dame. I'm curious what to do with Alabama, and the ACC right now is looking like Keystone Cops. Because their conference champion has 5 losses.
And they got dude, and they got 8 national championships in basketball.
But that's just it, though, Greg. I mean, we want to say they're a basketball school, like we want to say Indiana's a basketball school, but that's all a part of the time that we're in right now. When guys don't have to sit and play third string at Ohio State, they can go to Indiana and play. Yeah. You know what I mean? And everybody's got some cash to throw around. So, I mean, that's the thing. You know, last time Duke, you know who was coaching Duke last time they won a conference championship?
Okay, hang on a second. I
you don't know who you don't
no,
even know.
No, but I
Duke
heard the
coaches.
Year earlier, but go ahead and tell me.
Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
It was that long ago. He made the Tar Heels so angry. They were so glad when he left Durham. They hated him because he changed things. The Duke North Carolina football game had been like this garden party. Mm-hmm. And he came up there and was serious about football. And you know what you and started to kind of change the dynamic with the ACC. It was him. And then a man named Gene Corrigan became the commissioner of the ACC. He came from Notre Dame.
Right.
And everybody during the summer months were talking about basketball. I said, wait a minute, the rest of the world's talking about football. We got to get some Florida State, Miami, y'all come join this conference. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to strengthen their football. And it did, you know, for a time. Well, when it came in, it was Florida State and Clemson that were ahead of everybody. And just things have happened down through the years. I mean, people were thinking it was going to be Florida State, Clemson, and Miami this year. And it didn't turn out that way. I always said Clemson was the ACC school that act like an SEC school.
Exactly.
You know, they were the school in the conference that was always football first.
Did Spurrier get himself 3 big championships? He got one he got 2 SEC and 1 ACC. If you're talking about him winning one with the ACC, he's got two South Carolina and Florida. That dude got a bunch of championships.
Yep.
Conference championships.
Right.
But how many? He's only got 2 national championships?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't checked what he did. But I know the folks up in North Carolina are glad to see him leave.
Is he in both Hall of Fames? I don't even know this, to be honest with you. I figured he's in College Football Hall of
Fame.
Yeah,
he's in College Hall of Fame.
But he's not in the Pro Hall of Fame?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's a shame. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Sunday morning. And see, what we just did back and forth there is what's going on in this room someplace. Where's that? Are they up in
Indianapolis?
Indianapolis?
I think that's where they are. I'm not sure where they had them. I'm not sure where they had them today, but you know, we'll definitely hear from that later on today, a lot of all the speculation this morning.
We got that going on, and your buddy Chris Parker is going to join us. Actually, he's a friend of the show. He's one of those.
Hey.
He's going to be joining us at 7:20. And Chris, if you're listening, we love you, and we feel kind of bad for you, kind of being the key word in that sentence, because we know how much you love Alabama.
Yeah.
But – well, I'll just leave it at that.
We're not going to give him money back for them hotel rooms.
No.
Because a lot of people canceled the next night in the hotel room after that game and just got on I-20 and went back the other way after the game
man,
last
but we appreciate
night.
The potholes, man. They look great on 14th Street.
They bought those billboards downtown once again. You know, I saw an Auburn billboard down there. You know, people know the folks in town for that game. They spend money on these billboards around this town. So they knew the Alabama people were coming in, but the new Auburn coach, I saw on the billboard, you know, riding around the interstate.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Throw it out there. I want y'all to see it, you know.
Okay.
Alabama's there now, but we hope we're going to be back, so we'll see.
Before we, like I said, get into the 7 o'clock hour, Mr. Crenshaw's going to let you know what's going on locally. I got a fresh casting call for you. Money is flying through the air. A couple good stories to tell you. Could you, our story of the week, please?
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot of college football and we didn't discuss this this morning so far. So if you don't have, that's cool. And there's a number of things that happened this past week.
Yeah. I got one.
Okay.
You go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, I'm going to be a minute, so if you want to knock yours out.
Well, mine's high school football.
Okay.
And we know this week everybody's been talking about Gainesville and Langston Hughes are going to play because of the fight that took place down in Brunswick and Gainesville. The GHSA was saying, hey, we're going to suspend almost 40 players. They relented, and we could reduce the number. Still wasn't good enough. We went to court, got an injunction to allow all the players to play. High School Association said, we're going to postpone the game. We're not going to play a game, period. And they came back. We said, okay. We're going to let everybody play. In the end, there were four guys who sat out. I'm not sure which ones they were, but there were four guys that didn't play. But Gainesville goes down to Langston Hughes, and they win 40-32. So Gainesville moves on, and they will play Thursday night against Rome. But that's not the story from Friday night.
Uh-oh.
My story from Friday night is the school, Hapeville Charter. And I mentioned this school time and time again. They're a team at a school that's in a different category, class, or charter, whatever, but they don't have facilities for athletics, yet they're competing in athletics. Mm-hmm. They don't have a stadium like most Fulton County schools. All Fulton County schools have their own stadiums at their school. They have no stadium. They have a practice field that barely has grass on it. And it's along a road down in Union City, well, South Fulton, that a traffic is constantly going by. So you can kick a ball that can bounce and go out into the street with cars coming.
I saw that commercial. That's an Allstate commercial, ain't it?
No, Mayhem. This ain't an Allstate commercial, man. These dudes out there playing. And my thing is, I hope somebody does something about it before somebody actually gets hurt. Okay? But out of that, this team started the season 1-4. 1-4. And they turned it around, and Friday night they went down to America's, beat Sumter County in overtime, and they're on their way to Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play for a state championship. Shout out to Coach Winston Gordon and his team down at Hapeville Charter. So I think that's a pretty cool story. There are a lot of cool stories in the state football playoffs, but to me, because of what this school doesn't have, you know, they still make it, and they turn out guys to go play Division I ball, go to the NFL, and, you know, so shout out to them.
Down there in the home of Dan Reeves.
That's it.
I don't know why I remember that, but I just
That's America.
Do you know what happened Tuesday? Last week, Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Our own Andy and Randy went out to the Children's Hospital, Arthur Blank Children's Hospital.
I listened to him.
And
they had a blast.
They had a big time. And I know that firsthand because I went out there and joined them. Not on their broadcast so much, but you know that what I've been doing out at the hospital and bringing folks from the film industry and the makeup artists out there, and we've done about three or four events. And so when I heard about it, I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I didn't have the hospital people set up anything. Andy and Randy were going to be there. The hospital is doing all manner of things pretty much every day in December, getting ready for the holidays with these kids. So I said, listen, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to grab, reach out to one of my makeup artist friends, and we're just going to sit over here in that Ryan Seacrest studio. And as the kids come through, we're going to see if we can add a little something to their day. So we basically, I went out there and it was kind of a cherry on the top of a wonderful remote from Andy and Randy. And I got a couple, actually, this is driving me crazy because I'm all thumbs when it comes to social media. You know that. But we got the Hollywood at the Hospital Instagram page. Hollywood at the Hospital on Instagram.
Okay.
I say Halloween because we did two Halloween events and we just changed the name during October. But there was a kid, one of the kids they had out there. He was just special. Yeah, and I'll just say this. He had two things he wanted to have happen on Tuesday. He wanted to look like the Grinch. And he wanted, in fact, probably doing it every day, dance to Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Go to Hollywood at the Hospital. There are two new reels there with this young man. And he just touched my heart.
Yeah.
And the people who work there. And Andy and Randy. One of them, you can see Randy walk by. And he's like, give it to me. Go on. And he's just popping it all in. So you got to see this kid. Again, Hollywood at the Hospital. That's my story of the week. I had a great time out there. And it was just an hour and a half of time that these makeup artists give. And if you'd like to, you know some folks that are makeup artists and want to be a part of the stable of people I take out there, because we're going to do another one. Probably not for a few weeks, but even Valentine's Day is a good one. We'll maybe go out there for that. But that's my story of the week. But I want to add this to that for both of us. And this is how we're going to end this segment. You, me, and Noel, I am confident, can say we saw something last week that we have never seen before in our life.
What was that?
Somebody hit a fat golf shot during a football game. Did you see Kuz kick?
What a divot. With a big divot.
Really. If he was on real grass, he'd have taken a divot out. And all I'm saying is I thought of Noel, and I thought of all the other hardcore football fans, Falcon fans, that are so glad that they kind of sent him down the road because he was kicking for somebody else. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
He hit a divot.
Yeah. And I think it got off to a bad start. The snap was high, and the holder was fumbling with it. But
that don't make you stop a foot before the ball.
Well, no.
Y'all, it made last week tonight. He literally made like I'm in the kitchen absentmindedly listening to it, and I hear him go, and next, New York Giant kicker. I was like, oh, no, not Young Way Cool. That's wow. How it ends?
Man.
You go from being on the marketing here on the cups. I have cups with this man on it. To
Yeah,
I don't know what happened. It's a bad scene, man.
Oh, man.
But listen, he's going to be a part of NFL replays forever. So,
at least it's in blue and not in black. Shout out to Young Waku.
That is our producer, Noel. She will be joining us again. Anyway, we are just getting this train started. It is Sam and Greg on the 7th day of December. Well, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We'll be back in a few here. Let me turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw and let you know what's going on locally. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. It is the 7th day of December. Very historic day in this country. But we're here to talk sports. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in the North Druid Hills area.
All right, now.
Right there, I was just talking about the hospital there on the North Druid Hills at 85.
They redone the exit right there. So
that is power.
Big show, and keep your head on a swivel when you come off that exit
now. You know what? Think about that. How many times we've seen construction happen around interstates, and they just leave the roadway the way it is, the exits the way they are. This dude shut down. Well, listen, I ain't telling nobody who lived in that area.
Right.
And I'd go over there all the time. And they reconfigured that whole off and on the interstate and how you navigate North Druid Hills just because of that hospital and making things easy, I guess. Ambulances get over there, how you get in there. But to have that done, you got to have some.
You got to have some pool now.
You got to have a B in front of your bank account.
You know what I mean? There you go.
So, anyway, congratulations to them. But it is not my time to talk. It is time to turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw's top of the hour. And,
sound we just heard was The Marching Storm.
The Marching Storm?
That is the name of the band from Prairie View A&M. They are on their way to Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl to take on South Carolina State. I know a lot of people thought it was going to be Jackson State. Yeah. We've seen Jackson State come here a few times. I understand Coach Prime even showed up down at the game yesterday to try to.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. But
he's had a week of flying. He's been all over the place.
Yeah, I know. And Prairie View still beat him even though he was down. Anyway.
What you trying to say, Sam?
You know what? And a lot of people wanted to see Jackson State because they've been here before, played South Carolina. But you're going to get somebody new.
Right.
And you're going to get, to me, one of the best stories of any HBCU when it comes to athletics in Prairie View A&M.
And why is that?
Because they're one of the programs, and you know, we can talk about 1970 and how things changed with the opening of the doors for black players to go to predominantly white schools. They're one of those schools that almost lost their program, period. There are some schools that shut down. You know, Archnell and Emerson Boozer went to Maryland Eastern
Emerson
Shore.
Emerson Boozer, man.
But those schools no longer play football. They just dropped it. They felt like they couldn't compete. They couldn't get funds, whatever. They quit playing. Prairie View had their problems. They had their problems financially as far as getting support for their football program. They had long losing streaks, ones during the 70s. During the 90s, they lost at one point 80 consecutive games.
Not even.
80 games. They had basically an intramural or club team because they weren't given scholarships going out and playing against Grambling and Jackson State. And Alcorn.
That sounds like the Washington Generals that play the Globetrotters. They just never win.
That's what this program was reduced to. But they had their pride and they would not leave the SWAC.
Yeah.
They wanted to stay in the conference until they could get things, you know, to turn around and go better. So it's one of those programs. Some people would give this football program up for dead at this school. But give the folks credit. They hung in there. Their enrollment now is almost 11,000 students down there. They're one of the highest enrollments of an HBCU for people who don't know about Prairie View and know what's coming to town. So, I mean, they're going to be here 12 noon next Saturday. When you think about it, you really think about this story, this team. Because I remember, and Dr. Charles McClellan, the commissioner of the SWAC, friend of the show, been in the studio with us, was attending Prairie View at the time of the losing streak.
Was he?
He's a Prairie View grad.
Okay.
And so nobody has to be more happy about them being in this game than the commissioner of the conference. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those schools we know they're out there. We don't, you know, but we don't see and hear a lot about them like we do a Florida A&M or a Grambling or a Jackson State or a Tennessee State.
I have a legitimate question for you.
Yeah.
As you were saying that, and I wonder, because I remember how you were educating me on the, I'll use this as an example, UAB. When they were playing and they stopped playing and they came back and that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So University of Alabama, Birmingham, by the way, for those who don't know. So as you talk about programs that have come back for whatever the reason or they had issues, how much do you believe as you follow HBCUs closer than most people, has social media been to helping get the message out, to letting people around the country see this particular program, university, know the history of it, as opposed to it just being word of mouth in a lot of ways. That's how it went for decades.
Yeah, for the longest time. Or even back in the day when BET was having a game every week with
Charlie Neal.
You get that one game,
you
wouldn't see anybody else. So now they're all, you know, the conferences have deals. The games are streamed, most of them on the ESPN Plus platform, so everybody can see it. And they're in stream where the younger folks, it meets them where they are. You ain't got to sit in front of TV to watch the games and find out more about the schools. I think the time of Coach Prime made everybody a little more curious. And if you go to see facilities, because that was one of the big things that HBCUs had to play catch up on, Prairie View has a state-of-the-art stadium.
Right.
They have an excellent stadium down there. A lot of people haven't seen.
That's what I'm saying. But
that's just it. Right.
Helped out. And I'm saying, look, over the last decade, the growth of some programs that you have talked about for a long time, have turned the corner. And I'm just wondering how much of that has to do with just the folks around the country getting to know these programs and know these schools.
Well, they will. And John Grant, who came on, you know, a week ago and talked about South Carolina State being in front of the show, knows that he has his Prairie View team coming. And it's just going to be interesting to see how they do, how they're going to be received. They have a coach in Tremaine Jackson who was recently at Valdosta State.
Right.
He leaves Valdosta State and goes out there and turns things around and gets them wins. So that's a great story. They'll look forward to that. Another great story happened Friday night. We'd love to talk about the Kennesaw State.
Oh, yeah.
The Owls.
Yeah.
The Owls. The Owls go and they beat Jacksonville State. And not only are they bowl eligible now, but they also are the Conference USA champions. So it's big to see that.
Man.
I saw them with the trophy yesterday. Georgia State played basketball game over Kennesaw State. And, of course, they had to bring the trophy out there and show it off to everybody.
Up there on Chastain.
They had to have it out there.
Chastain rode up there.
So it's big up there. And so it's great. Let's hear from Coach Jerry Mack about what his team has accomplished.
See the strain on both sides of the ball. The momentum swing back and forth was just outstanding. And at the end of the day, our guys showed some perseverance and some toughness and some grit to finish the game in the right way. And I just can't say enough about the way our guys continue to compete. It's our administration, our athletic director, just everybody this year pouring their hearts and soul into this football program to try to make it the best version of what Kennesaw State can be. And with that, I open up for questions.
Oh, I got one.
I mean, it was great. It was great to see Coach Mack. And what an amazing job. You know, we talk about the job that he's done. Shout out to him as a coach. You're going to want to watch for college coach. Shout out to Coach Joel Taylor also down at the alma mater. Was named one of the conference coaches of the year down there for their conference. And also some scores from yesterday. There were some playoff games. And got some good news. Got some not so good news. Mercer falls to South Dakota 47-0. Mercer had a fantastic, great season, but they fall out. Albany State scored the first 21 points, I think, in this game and ended up losing 31-24 to Newberry. And so, you know, Albany State season comes to an end with a fabulous record of 12-2. Shout out to the Golden Rams and Dr. Maria Boynton, who's always involved in it. We're going to see, give us a shout out. We're going to say, hey, ain't nothing but love in it. We love you. But Barry. Up at Valhalla, up in Rome, they beat Trinity 31-23 in the Division III playoffs. So Barry continues their record now at 11-1.
Oh.
So, you know, we got some college football teams. We know what we got with Georgia. We know Georgia Tech. We think we may hear Georgia Southern get a bowl invite later today because once the playoff is set, the other bowl invitations will go out and we'll see where people are going to get to pack their bags to go bowling. But shout out to our teams from the area. Congratulations to each
and in a related story, since you said
yes.
That particular county, you sent me that picture of Russ Probst.
That's the other story. Yeah. And we're going to get into that with Chris in a minute. Chris Parker's going to come in because, once again, folks, the man is a state champion again.
He's a chameleon.
You know, he's won again.
Jumps around. What do they call him? In the theater world, he'd be a – he's a – oh, Jesus, I tipped my tongue. A gypsy.
Really?
He's a gypsy. That's
so?
What dancers call themselves, gypsies, because they bounce from show to show and venue to venue and theater. You know, it's about being
on
stage.
But people forget how he became the coach of a particular school he's at in Alabama. He's an interim coach because the head coach got, like, suspended for some disciplinary things. And so they had a coach that has to be disciplined, and they bring in Rush Probst.
Go ahead.
Go.
Well, I was just going to say, I didn't think about it till we've said his name out loud, and neither one of us made this our story of the week. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is it really a stretch to call Russ Probst high school football's Lane Kiffin?
I'm like, let me think on that for a minute.
The fact that you didn't say no right away just answers my question.
Yeah, but he got other stuff happening.
Well, I'm just saying, we're not going to take that on.
The
bouncing around, the stories that follow him, that's kind of what I'm saying. But yet, will win everywhere he lands.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's Lane Kiffin.
And that's what was proven here. Well, Lane Kiffin hadn't won a championship.
No,
this man's won
not.
Championships. Where he's been. Hoover, Alabama championships. Colquitt County championships. And now at Coosa Christian, 29-22 winners over Lynette. And if you know where Lynette, Alabama is, that's just over the state line. That's almost in Georgia, down around LaGrange, West Point. It's right down in there. Yep. That's who they beat for the state championship. So the man is the state championship coach once again.
All right. Well, coming up, you just mentioned his name, Chris Parker, your partner in the High School Scoreboard Show. He will be joining us in just a little bit. Got some money flying through the air. I'm going to let you know about Casting Call coming up before the end of the hour. And the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by our own Jason Longshore, Noel's partner on the intersection. But this past week, big, big announcements having to do with the World Cup and the draws. And so to just hear everything that we really need to know now that the dust has settled. We reach out to Jason. He's going to join us, and Miles Garrett's going to get a set for Falcons and Seattle coming up later on. And on this December 7th, happy birthdays go out to what a lot of people, or who a lot of people believe is the greatest catcher in MLB history. Who would that person be if you had to guess? People think this guy is, if not the, one of the top two or three greatest catchers in Major League Baseball history, and he celebrates a birthday today.
Bench.
There you go.
Yep.
Mr. Johnny Bench.
Got an autographed baseball.
Do you really?
Yeah.
There you go. 78 years old. Happy birthday to
one of the few autographed items I have.
There you go. We got a special shout out coming up too when we come back here. I'll let you know about that in a little bit. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're going to love this.
All right.
Yeah, there's a reason for this. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9TheGame.com. On this day, Sam.
Yep.
There was a president elected.
On this day.
On this day, a president elected, but that's not why you're hearing this. Yeah, the fourth president was elected on this day. You know
on
who the fourth
day.
One was? Number four. We always remember the top three, but number four, James Madison.
Okay.
All right. And his vice president.
He may end up in the playoffs, but go ahead.
Exactly. But his vice president was also elected on it. In fact, reelected. Do you know the name of James Madison's vice president? Come on, I've been teeing it up for you all morning. George Clinton.
Get out.
We had a vice president.
Just stop.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, man.
George Clinton.
Wow.
The vice president to President James Madison.
Y'all going to
win some money on this today. Don't laugh at me. You're going to take this insignificant information, and they're going to be some drunk friends of yours, and you're going someplace to watch the games, and that they're going to be talking college football. Somebody's going to bring up James Madison, how they got beat, and then you're going to say, it's funny you should bring that up.
Okay.
I brought that full circle, man. Yeah.
Very nice.
There you go. All right, bring our guest on here.
Absolutely.
Bring
absolutely,
on here,
man. You know what, man? It's great to have this guy. I'm glad he felt like getting up with us this morning because it's early and because of what happened yesterday to his alma mater. But he's my guy on Friday nights, High School School Sports Show.
That up, Chris. I ain't
Chris Parker,
no.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I appreciate it. Dang, I expect that from the other people, not you, Sam.
Yeah, man,
you're usually the nice one.
Oh, It was a tough one. Let's start with that and just your thoughts on that yesterday. Did you call in that 4th-and-2 play? Who called that?
The execution wasn't real high on that, Sam. And, you know, they called a great play the game before on 4th-and-2. They rolled the dice, went for it. They were tied in the red zone. Could have kicked the field goal, the conservative thing. They didn't. You know, when you do that and it works, you want to do it again. But I thought overall Georgia was just better. They were ready to play. Coach Smart, guys, the game just seemed to mean a lot more to them. They were ready. I saw somewhere where, you know, earlier in the week they had a team meeting, and Coach Smart asked everybody that beat Alabama to stand up, you know, and nobody stood up. You know, it was a powerful moment. Like, look, guys, you know. So, you know, of course, I went to school at the University of Alabama. I was hoping they would win. But from an objective football standpoint, you know, Georgia deserved to win. They were really prepared. You know, they blocked the kick. They played really solid on defense. You know, they moved the football. They ran the ball. They did all the things you got to do well to win a game. And Alabama just didn't. I mean, I don't know if coming off the Iron Bowl was tough for them or they got some injuries. But, you know, everybody's got injuries. You know, so they had no excuses. They just weren't as prepared. They weren't as ready. And congratulations to Georgia, man. They're really doing something special, the last 7 or 8 years. I hope their fans really enjoy it. And get off of Coach Bobo. He's doing a good job.
You know, we can go back and forth on whether or not Alabama deserves to be there or not for the playoff. But, Chris, my question is, do you think it's going to be an easier decision for this committee if Alabama being on the fence the way they are, that Saban ain't there no more?
Well, I think it's a tough decision for them because they're really in a bad spot. Because I mean, I'm a biased guy. Sam made it clear I'm biased.
No, we know that.
But I don't think Alabama. I don't know that Alabama should get in. They don't look like a playoff team.
Nope.
They don't look like a playoff team to me. You know. So I don't know if they should get in. But I think at the same time, you know, they won a tiebreaker over Ole Miss, over Texas A&M, over all these other teams that didn't play yesterday. And there's no doubt that if they didn't play yesterday, people would have put them in. So the punishment for getting to play is a really tough precedent. It's not really about Alabama as much as the precedent of leaving them out for playing in the conference championship. Because, you know, what might happen, Sam, is next year if you're in this situation, regardless of Alabama or whoever, but you're in a situation with two losses and you make it to the conference championship game, you would actually be better off to decline the invitation.
There you go.
I don't think that's possible, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's possible either.
But what I'm telling you is, they
shouldn't create a system where the school should hope they don't get in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And I think that – and at the same time, I don't know that they should put Alabama in the playoffs. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm glad that I'm not the one deciding, but I think it is a precedent-setting decision. And that's what they got to talk about more than even the resume. This is a team you would have put in if they were Ole Miss. You know, if Ole Miss had made the championship and you seen Ole Miss against Georgia yesterday, then Alabama's in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you punish them for playing. You know, you got to, and that can set a bad precedent. I really think, and because of the brand, to Greg's point, because it's Alabama, and even though Coach Saban's not there, it's still Alabama, and Coach Saban is still involved, right?
Yep, yep.
So it is a thing that would maybe change. You know, when Alabama's gotten in, or Florida State, or Ohio State, or USC, when those teams miss the playoffs, when they pick two, Sam, that's when we went to four, right?
Yep.
And when those teams miss the playoffs, when we hit four, that's when we started going to 12.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you'll see when the teams like that start getting left out, they will change that conference championship setup or some kind of rules. But they're not going to change it today.
No, they're not.
It'll be interesting to see what they do today.
We'll do, folks. Hey, folks, hey, you hear this voice always with me on Friday nights for the Scoreboard Show. That is Chris Parker. He is social. You can find him at Chris_Parker222 and also at Parker Resources. Now, Chris, we talked about, you know, the games, and really, you know, Southeastern Conference, the teams beat up on each other so much during the season, and they want to add yet another conference game to the regular season schedule. Coach Kirby Smart talked about that after yesterday's win. Let's listen to Coach.
Those two teams were beat up tonight, and that was the ninth game of the year. And we're looking at next year having another game. I mean, the coaches in our league are concerned about it, very concerned about it, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't speak my piece and say that it's concerning. Because if that game affects Alabama. I don't know if it will or not. I have no say-so in it. I've sat in those shoes many times where that game cost you an opportunity. But hypothetically, every team just played another game in their ninth game. So there's eight more losses. Who just dropped out? All right, and then there's another game, SEC championship.
So that's Coach Smart weighing in after yesterday's game, Chris, to, you know, to kind of more of the background of what you just stated as far as the conference. Do you want to play in this conference championship game or not? And, you know, and the thing of it is the conference championship games are not going to go away. Yesterday, if you're a college football fan or just a football fan, you enjoyed yesterday. I mean, from start to finish, right? You're not going to take away that day.
Absolutely. I think the format could change, Sam. You know, like meaning you automatically get in or – you know, just something would change to make it where that's not an option. But I do think, to Coach Smart's point, who's the best coach in college football? I hope the people listening know, you Georgia fans, get off of Bobo. They're going to call some bad plays, maybe next year too. But you got the best coach in college football. And he's telling you two things. One, playing nine games is going to get more people hurt in the SEC. And the committee for this college football playoff has put all their emphasis on number of losses. Have y'all noticed that?
Yeah.
Just the main thing is they got a second loss. They got a third loss. Like, everything's about number of losses. Well, if you play in more conference games, you're going to have more losses. So, pretty simple.
Chris, what in your mind, what catastrophic event or the ending of a contract that's in place presently would have to happen for college football to just say, you know what, we need a governing body / a commissioner, whatever it is, the things that have been talked about, because of all these moving parts that seem to be getting in the way, and there's nobody who can stand up and say, okay, we're going to make this shit. What solution have you come to as you thought about this?
I think it's a really simple answer, Greg, actually. Yeah, it's really simple. They've got to quit making so much money. But because as long as they're making money, and I think the sport is getting mass, and Sam knows this. I'm close with a lot of college coaches, close with a lot of high school coaches. You know, I got a tiny, tiny bit of insider information on this. I'm telling you, the game is really struggling, but it's not struggling for fans financially. Like, it's as popular as it's ever been. They're not going to change much while it is.
When you say struggle, in which way? Because I got a feeling.
The game's struggling with things like the format. Like, you know, I'll give you a great example, Sam. I know Coach Krzyzewski or whoever, Jim Boeheim in basketball, Rick Pitino, they're not coaching their basketball team and they're right for the NCAA tournament leaving. That never happened. You know, and Lane Kiffin left, and Ole Miss should not let Lane Kiffin coach. But why do we have a system where people don't just coach the season and then they take another job? Why do you have a season where National Signing Day was this week?
Yeah.
And then the coach at Matt Campbell at Iowa State quit the next day.
Yeah.
You know, like, kids then all can transfer. The system is broken in the schedule, in the not the game schedule, the calendar for the year. And until they get that fixed, they're going to have a lot of problems with players transferring, coaches leaving, drama, you know. And that's the part that's broken. The how they pick their 12 teams is broken, right? All that's broken, and it won't get fixed, Greg's question, because they're not going to disrupt the apple cart as long as they're making the money. I mean, this thing is really, really, really popular.
Yep, Chris.
And
is
so,
the,
go, you know. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, hey, it's wrap your mind around telling somebody you got to make less money, first of all.
Right.
But the thing is, while we – it's such a quagmire because everything that you said is in place, but the real hard part about all of this is that while you're trying to fix the academic schedule or the athletic schedule, it's the academic schedule that's also in play here. And good luck trying to get that changed around.
Absolutely. And it won't change.
There you go.
And it will change when they quit, when for whatever reason the ratings go down or people quit buying jerseys or people quit supporting NIL collectives. And that's not going to happen. I'm just saying if it ever does, then they're going to take a hard look at themselves.
Yeah. Well, Chris, it goes back to what I said, the whole problem with schools, going back to the incident with Gainesville in high school and just talk about, you know, athletics that's in around education, period. Strip away the decorations and around it and all the bells and whistles, it's extracurricular activity with adult supervision. But when you start keeping score and handing out trophies, it make folk lose their mind a little bit. And so that's
people want to win. People want to win.
Yeah.
And you know, That's part of it. You're right, Sam. And high school is becoming like college that you and Greg knew back in the day. And college is basically just the minor leagues. It's just, and I don't even know if it's minor leagues. Hell, some of these guys are getting paid better than the third round draft picks, you know? So maybe it's not even minor leagues. It's just another type of pro football.
This is going to be a collegiate civil war. I mean, at some point it's going to hit ahead. You've got all these brainiacs, professors and so on and so forth, who are on top or on one side with the academic schedule. And why are these kids here? That's going to be their argument. They're here to get educated, learn, and blah, blah, blah. Then you got, well, you got a nice room that you teach in because of my football team. You know what I mean? And all that. So you got the yin and the yang of this.
Oh, yeah.
Get your popcorn, sit in the front row, and watch how this plays out, because this is going to get nasty before it gets better.
We'll see. But it's going to be entertaining, and that's the thing we're going to watch for. Where does Kennesaw State end up today? They're going to end up getting their bowl bid. What do you think? I love to put them. Do you put them in the game with Duke?
Yeah, bring them home. I know they can't beat James Madison probably to get in, you know, fourth president, George Clinton, vice president. I like that one, Greg.
He's an educator. He knew that.
But I knew the answer. By the way, Greg, I knew the answer to those questions.
See?
You know, I'm the history teacher back in the day.
That's right.
But, yeah, James Madison gets in. The Duke won, and it got the Dukes in. You know, the Duke.
How about the other Dukes, right?
Yeah, so they're in the college football playoff. But, I don't know, but Kennesaw State going to their first FBS bowl last year were 2-10. You know, they changed the coach. A fairly unpopular decision, Sam.
You know,
in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so they should be commended. Sometimes you make an unpopular decision as a leader, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and you get criticized. Well, you need to give them the credit when it does work out. And Jerry Mack done a great job at Kennesaw State. And, yeah, it'd be pretty cool to see them play a Power 14. You know, they nearly beat Wake Forest in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
When we first started doing this show together, Sam, we were talking about Kennesaw State. It was all about the basketball team. And now here we are flipping the script.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Indiana earlier. So my question, am I right with this? Was Florida the last program that had national championship the same year as basketball and football?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, man, listen, you need to come down here and get in the studio and do a show with us.
Yeah, you got us on too early, man. I'm getting old. I need y'all to do that like 11 to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's about my wheelhouse now, yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, as always, as an educator and historian, you'd be happy to know that I'm educating my coworker and my producer on what today is, December 7th.
Excellent job, yeah. The founder of the Constitution, James Madison.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Listen, Chris, have a big day.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you,
Take
sir.
Take care, guys.
All right.
See y'all.
That's Chris Parker. He missed my thing, though. I let it go.
Okay.
Because I said December 7th. Yeah. He mentioned James Madison. He thought I was trying to get a Pearl Harbor thing out of him, but that's okay. How many planes?
How many
350-plus planes.
Huh?
Landed. 2,400-plus lost on this day, the 84th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. We mentioned it a couple times on the show and should be. So, but up next, going to let you know about some money flying through the air. Got a fresh casting call and a little something that happened to yours truly this past week. We'll talk about that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. Sports Radio 92.9, the game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 7th day of December. And thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Got a little clean up some things here, Sam, real quick. Got a couple shout-outs to go. We haven't talked to this man in a little bit. Heard from yesterday. Dr. J, you know, Julian.
Yeah.
He works at one of the hotels here in town. I'm not going to mention it because he sent this to me, sent me a picture.
Okay.
Shout-out to Mr. Wright. And we had some folks in town this
folks?
Past week.
Folks?
That all were at his location.
Folks.
Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, man, yeah.
Shelton.
Yeah.
Osaka.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Sabalenka.
They were all around town.
They were all around town.
The Hawks came Friday night, and they played tennis up in Gwinnett yesterday evening.
They were at his location, which I ain't going to mention.
Okay.
Shout out to Dr. J. Shout out to Julia. And also, there has been a we mentioned her before.
Yes.
And listen, we like to talk about everybody that listens to us, but we don't hear from you as much as, you know, the Monday through Friday guys, but when you do reach out, we give you a little bit of love. So there's a woman named Wendy who lost us for a little while, couldn't hear us for a while, and then she apparently she was bugging people up here. Well, I can't hear Sam and Greg. And she, I guess she got us back. But Wendy works at a worked last time we heard from her. She was at a pizza place and offered some stuff to us to go up there. We haven't been up there. I've never met her before. But she's now back listening. That's the whole point of
okay.
this. That she couldn't, for whatever reason, there was an app issue where she is, and but it's all been worked out. This is a story I'm getting. But because she went through all of that to make sure she could continue to listen to us, I thought it was worthy of a mention here.
I think
you?
So. That's great. I concur.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Cool. Now, 929thegame.com/castingcall. That is where you will see the current list of job opportunities. You can also see it if you're on X at Get Cast with Greg. It's an interesting week. And again, while it is compared to last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, not as busy as it once was, it is. There's stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Let me just tell you about, there's a winter sports, they're looking for winter sport athletes for a project right now. You're just going to see this right off the top. This is for the week of December 8th. We just sent it out again from On Location Casting. They need those of you that are gym rats. So to play gym employees, to play gym members, again, you'll see that under On Location Casting. Cab Casting is doing two projects. One, they have a need for patrons to just be a part of a scene that's being shot at a club.
Okay.
A certain kind of club.
Okay.
A club. So you got to be comfortable with seeing parts
seeing,
of people's bodies.
Seeing, yeah,
yeah.
Seeing what
so
you
see.
We talk
about this
see.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a it's an untitled project. You'll see the breakdown there. And they're also doing one. They're doing a short film, reaching out to the Latino community for a 1970s period piece commercial. So you'll see those up there. On-set casting, doing two projects where they need some people. Again, I could go through the particulars, but there are so many needs, like a grocery store manager, neighborhood people, things like that. I always just drive you to the site and look at the breakdowns. If you're right for the part, submit yourself. Even if you're not, though, give yourself three pictures. If you want to start doing this, get in front of a blank wall, take three pictures of yourself, head shop, waist up, full body, and send it into these casting directors, if for no other reason, to get into their database. The ones that I mentioned here today, the casting directors, if you don't hear some of the other ones, after you go past on this breakdown, the jobs in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find jobs behind the camera. I hook you up with a couple voiceover people. I connect you to the Georgia Department of Labor, because if you got a minor, got to have that certificate. Then you have the list of casting directors. Just go to their social media pages. You'll be able to see everything that they are doing Monday through Friday, 7 days a week, 24/7, I should have said, right off the top.
Yep.
I got too many things in front of me. I couldn't get my sentence together because I got something for you. I've been waiting to talk
uh-oh,
to you about
it. Uh-oh.
So, again, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, how to submit yourself, where to find certain things, pay. You ever notice I don't usually put the pay for each of these jobs?
Why is that, sir?
Because
why?
I don't want people to look at that and then not do it because, well, this ain't paying enough for me. You okay. either want to be in, it's like you said about playing in college football. You're getting paid.
Right.
Get out there and do your job. Okay, well, this is an opportunity. You're not going to get rich, but you could get famous. And again, you're standing in a scene with that particular actress or that particular actor, and you know, you're not going to get that going to Walmart.
No.
So
true.
Speaking
very true.
Of going to stores. So, and again, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. You got any questions about any of this stuff? Speaking of being in stores.
In stores.
So I'm going to mention this once, and then I got to let it go. But I was back down at Tyler Perry Studios this week because, as you know, I'm part of Beauty in Black.
Yes.
And we're getting ready for
mm-hmm.
what's next. And I got to mm-hmm. leave it at that.
Yeah.
So that was going on. When I was coming back from Tyler Perry Studios, no, I didn't come down the connector. I came down the west wall on 294. So I took that road back, and that took me. And I thought about it when I was driving there. I said, wait a minute, hang on, that's Sam's old stomping ground. I ain't been over there in a minute. So on the way back, I purposely stopped and drove over to Greenbrier Mall.
Oh, did you now?
I did,
what
man.
You doing
I drove
over
there,
over there
and I went over to City Trends.
Okay.
Went over to City Trends and I got me a couple things. Actually, I needed a new visor for, you know, in the car. They had one there. You know, it's one of those places you get in there and you
And you just see stuff, right?
Yeah, you just see stuff. And I didn't think I need that, but I need that. So I went and got one of those. But while I was in there, I'm standing waiting to buy my stuff. And a brother rolled up on me. Now, as my I'm choosing my words here.
Okay.
You know, I was going to say a black man rolled up on me, but no, okay. A brother rolled up on me. And I didn't see him, and all I heard over my shoulder was, "When you going to put me in a movie?" And I jumped. Because I'm like, that's the last thing. I'm going over here. I'm waiting to see Sam's family. Yeah, hey, I'm going to say. No. When you going to put me in a movie?
Hey, man.
And I turned, and he didn't have a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Like, he was serious. And
He was showing he could drop into character.
Exactly what he did. He was like, man, I'm just playing with you. But he says, that's why you should put me in a movie. And I thought, well, okay, first of all, I got to find, where's the bathroom? But I have this thing that I do if I happen to get recognized. And it's just me. I'm so far down the totem pole of importance or celebrity, it ain't funny. But I saw this done by somebody who was an A-lister. And it was the first time I had met Bill Murray. We went out to an event, and I just happened to pass him. And we locked eyes, and I said, oh, big fan of yours. That's all I said, right? Because I don't fawn over anybody. You say that, and you keep it moving. So I said, oh, man, good to meet you, man. I'm a big fan of yours. And he stuck his hand out, and he introduced himself. Bill Murray don't have to introduce himself.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people who are at that level. They don't have to introduce themselves. And when he did that, that stayed with me. So anybody I meet, you've been with me when I'm out in public.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody go, oh, man, I saw you on, you know, Good Day Atlanta or wherever it is or this movie. And I always stick my hand out and say, oh, how are you? Greg Clarkson. And so I did that, and that disarmed him. But I'm telling you, for a minute there, I was cussing you out. For making
go out of Greenbrier.
Hey, man. Come to your side of town.
Hey, man.
But it was a wonderful experience. And his
I got to go down there. I always go. Holidays, I always go there and spend some money.
They got some good stuff there.
I always spend some money. Holidays.
He and his lady, big fans of Beauty in Black, and she was more than a little surprised to see James the Butler in City Tress.
Nice. Very nice.
I've been waiting to tell you that all week long.
All right, man.
All right, coming up, Bear, we got – oh, it is time – to get a full understanding of what we saw this past week when the World Cup draw happened.
Well, yesterday we found out exactly who's coming to Atlanta.
Right.
And so, the draw was Friday. There were parties, viewing parties all over the place. But yesterday they cleared up a bit more for who we're going to have sitting. We got some countries coming here that already have great bases of people mm-hmm. already living here. And, man, let me tell you.
Fix them roads.
It's going to be fantastic. Well, the roads are getting fixed.
Yeah.
It's going to be smooth as butter. when they get here.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, we're going to talk to Jason Longshore about that up next and then getting ready for Falcons and Seattle. Miles Garrett will be joining us at 8:20. And, by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got the game for you here, Falcons and Seattle. Pre-game at 11 o'clock, kick at 1 o'clock. But, of course, where you are, we get out of here at 9 a.m. and we turn things over to Andy Bunker and to Joe Patrick for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. And then tonight we've got Houston at Kansas City. So, we are the opening act for a full day of sports around here. We're going to switch gears and talk World Cup up next with Jason Longshore, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.